life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. France has fallen. The battle for Britain begins, and Winston Churchill speaks in the House of Commons.
Hitler talks of his newly won empire. That empire will pass away more quickly than did Napoleon's army. Although, of course, without any of its glitter and glory. As for the aerial blitzkrieg, we must be prepared for heavier fighting in this month of September. But we can stand it!
I'm afraid there's no help for it, Winston. My health won't let me carry on any longer.
Couldn't a few months' leave of absence meet the case, Neville?
Perhaps at any other time. But in these days, you'll need every man in the crew to pull his weight. Besides, I believe my retirement may save you some embarrassment, Winston.
I can take care of that aspect of it, Neville. Please believe that I would honestly prefer you to stay.
I do believe it, Winston. But my day is past. Nothing can alter my decision.
And all I can do is to thank you for your loyal support, which has meant so much to me. Without you, Neville, my task would have been doubly difficult.
When you took over from me, I owed you all the loyalty that was in me. I gave it freely, Winston, and no man could have deserved it more. But enough of me. Who is to take my place in the War Cabinet?
I think there can be only one choice. Bevin.
He's done a great job. But there may be objections from some quarters.
Let him object. Bevin's the man for me, no matter what his political views. In this matter, we're all for England. That's all that counts.
You're right, of course, Winston. And you must do whatever you feel is best for the country. The people trust you, I know.
You're going, Neville?
Yes. No more. My health can't stand it. I'm an old man, tired.
You've worked so magnificently. In years to come, England will realize how hard and how nobly you held that terrible burden last year.
And now, goodbye, Winston. I'll let you have my formal resignation, of course. But now, good luck, and may fortune attend all your efforts.
Thank you, Neville. There goes a very great old man. God preserve him. How long ago, when his father used to speak to me and advise me, Joseph James, what did he say? Neville's not cut out for politics. He'll never amount to anything. If only he had dreamed.
The Chamberlain's gone at last. Well, perhaps it's just as well.
I won't hear anything against him, Bevin.
I've got nothing to say against him. Well, let history be the judge. Anyway, I've got no time for talking about what's past and gone. I've got to be getting along with the job.
Yes, I know you're a busy man, Ernest. So am I. But I'd like to discuss something with you.
Right. Go ahead.
You've done a very good job with the Ministry of Labour.
I know darn well I have. You should have seen a mess it was in when I took it over.
Yes, I can quite believe it. I hear you've done wonders.
Not so bad, even if I don't wear the old school tie. But I bet some of the old gang are not too pleased.
No one could help but be impressed anyway. That's why I'm going to ask you to join the War Cabinet, Ernest.
The War Cabinet? Me?
Don't you like the idea?
I like it all right. But there are those who won't.
You can leave them to me. Of course, I shall have to keep the party strength the same. I've invited Wood and Anderson to join our ranks.
That's 5-3 in your favor. Oh, well. Wait till this war's over. It might be the other way round.
I may take it that you accept, then.
Of course I accept. We've got to get on with the job, haven't we?
You're right, Ernest. And get on as quickly as we can. We'll adopt your well-known slogan. How do you say it again?
Keep on working to give Hitler hell.
Fine. That shall be our battle cry.
In connection with the destroyers lately purchased from the United States, I have to inform you that it has been decided to give the names of towns which lie in both Britain and the United States. The first flotilla will be given the initial C, and the leader of the flotilla is to be called Churchill. The Prime Minister appears suddenly to have become very busy.
Come on, let's have a look at you.
Pull your head up, you naughty boy.
He's blushing.
I'm very gratified. Very gratified.
On behalf of the 1922 committee, Mr. Churchill, whose members have not always seen eye to eye with you on all subjects, I wish to offer a unanimous vote of confidence in your leadership. We feel that in a time like this, there should be no division in our ranks.
Please inform the members of the 1922 commission that I am deeply touched by this gesture, and that for my part, any past criticism is quite forgotten. This message comes at a most opportune moment, since I have just received a communication in almost the same terms from the Council of Trade Unions. Thank God that at this moment, England is a united nation.
The repository and embodiment of many forms of soul-destroying hatred. This monstrous product of former wrongs and shames has now resolved to try to break our famous island race by a process of indiscriminate slaughter. Long after all traces of the conflagrations he has caused in London have been removed, he has lighted a fire which will burn with a steady and consuming flame until the last vestiges of Nazi tyranny have been burned out of Europe, and until the old world and the new can join hands to rebuild the temples of man's freedom and man's honor upon foundations which will not soon or easily be overthrown.
Part of London that suffered the most severely in last night's raid, Mr. Churchill.
Shocking. Unbelievable. Sheer beastliness.
Yes. Shall we go on?
Yes, yes. I want to see everything.
This way, then.
Hey, Bill! It's Winnie!
Winnie, dear!
Look at him! Largest lord!
Good old Winnie!
Come over there, sir, Winnie!
You suffered pretty badly, my friend. But keep smiling.
Thumbs up! Hey.
Oh, we done our best! No!
Nothing wrong with their morale.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Look at this house. Completely destroyed. These are the former occupants trying to salvage something from the wreckage.
This is what makes the blood boil. How can can men be such fiends?
Hey, Winnie! What about reprisals?
Here, these were our own.
What about Bernese? Yeah, what about a dose of their own medicine?
Don't worry. They'll get it back.
The common people of England. God bless them. They're true of heart. Great in heart. They'll win this war. They'll defeat Hitler.
What is this, the sound and rumor? What is this that all men hear? Like the wind in hollow valleys when the storm is drawing near. Like the rolling on of the oceans in the even tide of fear. 'Tis the people marching on. Mankind is on the march, and Winston Churchill, the leader, imperial leader, leads the common people in the grim fight for freedom and liberty.